Hello and welcome back to another Spotify exclusive episode of the Misfits Podcast. Today, we're going to be taking more questions and hearing more stories from our fucking legends over on Patreon. So without further ado, let's get into it. Why did I do that?
We have Mache. Hello.
Mache.
It's Mache, right?
Mache.
Oh, and they just fucking immediately left.
And then they're gone.
He just fucking he just laughed.
God, I'm so nervous.
We should do Tony. She's been waiting there since
the
start. Oh,
yeah. Let's do Tony.
Tony!
Donald! Oh, God. Hi.
How are you?
Yeah. Tony on the telly.
Hi. Yeah. I'm good. I mean, it's 5 a.m., so I'm starting to question all of my life choices up to this point.
Holy shit.
We're good,
should have brought you in sooner.
Yeah.
Thanks so
for
much.
For our listeners who don't know, Tony has been a viewer of ours for ages and has been providing quality fan art since the very early days.
Very high
very talented artist.
Thank very, you. Very high quality
thanks
art.
So much.
It is awesome to have you on this Spotify exclusive episode. How are you going?
Why, thank you. I'm good. Yeah. Now I'm awake, I think.
Good.
Do you have a question or a story that you would like to share with us?
I'd have both, but I wouldn't want to take up too much time, so I just tell you my story and then
let's hear more.
We'll see
let's
how much time we have. Okay, so it was back in 2016. I was just like living life, almost 21 years old. And I had just come out to some of my friends as bisexual, and it was Pride in Berlin. It was a big thing. And I was a little baby gay who had just, you know, figured out, oh, women are a thing. Great.
I remember when I figured
basically
that out.
It was a great time, right? I was basically exclusively dating women at that point because I was like, you know, I know the one thing, let's figure other stuff out. And I was basically dressed up as a gay Statue of Liberty covered in rainbows, and I was walking in the parade, and some people came like up to our group and were taking interviews. Because it was like from a TV crew. I don't know. I didn't really know. And I just answered a few questions because in 2016, we didn't have marriage equality yet, but the US did. So everyone in Germany was kind of like, what the fuck is this? Literally, the US is so much more conservative than Germany, but we didn't have marriage equality yet. So I went on a short little rant and I didn't think much of it. And I thought like, yeah, I mean, some like local TV crew, what's it gonna be? Thing is, it wasn't a little TV crew. It was our national news network. And I wasn't out to my family, but they showed from like hundreds of clips worldwide, national, like hundreds of clips. They chose like 5 clips from 5 different cities in Germany, and they picked me.
Oh my god!
As one of the clips, and it was broadcasted during our main news hours, like 8 in the evening. On my birthday.
Oh my god. Did your family watch the news?
My direct family, so my parents and my sister weren't, but my grandparents were. So we got a call in the evening and I answered the phone and was just like, oh, okay, it's probably like, you know, birthday wishes, whatever. Answer the phone and it's my grandma and she's just like, I need to speak to your father. that was a fun conversation. I didn't know what was going on. I thought like, okay, maybe something terrible happened. And then my phone started blowing off of like people back from high school who were like, oh, I just saw you on the TV. I didn't know you were a lesbian. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a lot to go through, honestly. Like, was that intense at the time?
I was a little bit scared, but I knew that my family like didn't mind. It was a little weird for them, but like I explained the situation, hey, not a full-on lesbian, I'm still might have kids, you know.
I'm not one of those weird gay guys, all right? I like both.
That was like the one thing that like my parents were like worried about, and now I'm dating a guy, so it doesn't matter to him anymore anyways. That was probably my most near-death experience.
It was on your birthday as well.
Happy fucking birthday.
The one silver lining of it is like, well, hey, now you don't need to come out.
Yeah, that was
pretty badass coming out story, you know?
Yeah.
That's fucking pretty epic.
Can you ever find the clip online? Like, do you ever go back and watch yourself in that interview and go like, oh, actually, like what I said?
It was up for only a few, it was up only for a few months, and then they start deleting clips again because I only found it on the website of the news network, and now it's gone. But yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That's a crazy coming out story. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you...
Would you be fine with me still asking the question?
Of course.
Go for it.
Yeah, okay. So since this year was pretty shit for most people, I think, I would like to ask you what was like one good thing that happened for you guys this year? Like one memory that you made that made you happy?
It's a tough one.
Fuck, I really hope this isn't a struggle.
it is kind of a struggle. I mean, you know, I would go back towards the start of the year when we were, when like we did our last traveling to Boston and LA for the live show. But the thing is, the live show was fucking canceled. So it just kind of put a sour note on everything.
That was still a good trip, though.
It was still a really good trip. And there was still like, you know, I mean, I met a lot of people. We shot a lot of podcasts like together with a bunch of different people. Like there was Cody Coe, Noel Miller, like Pokemon again, Michael Reeves. So I would say like that trip
must have been so cool.
Yeah, like that trip, meeting all these different YouTubers and like getting to know them like more personally and shooting a podcast with them was probably one of the better memories that I've made this year. But
for sure, you know,
the entire rest of the year has pretty much been locked down for us.
Yeah.
Well, there were some other good times, like Byron Bay. Remember that, going to Byron Bay?
Oh, yeah.
That was a really great time.
Was that this year?
Yeah, that was this year, right?
It was in like Jan, Feb, wasn't it?
Yeah, really early. The start of the year was actually a really great time, at least for
me. That's true.
Despite Australia being on fire.
Despite that, like Melbourne itself, where we were, was kind of untouched. So like we had the smog.
Yeah, the smog for a bit.
But yeah, we've had a few good times. But it's also been kind of a quiet year overall as well, I think. Like lockdown has kind of resulted in quite a reflective time. You know, maybe getting closer to you know, friends and things like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know if anyone else has anything to add, but
no, I mean we all kind of live our lives together, so we all kind of have the same highlights.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you very much for staying up this late to come on the show.
No, I got up. I set an alarm.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm happy you did.
There's a place where celebs can be themselves. Thoughtful, random, and everything in between. It's on Rob Lowe's podcast, Literally with Rob Lowe, featuring people like Gwyneth Paltrow, Tiffany Haddish, and Chris Pratt. It's a look behind the curtain at Hollywood and life. Well, listen behind the curtain if we're speaking literally. Follow Team Coco Podcast on Instagram for weekly lineups and listen to new episodes every Thursday on Spotify. At Last, a comedy podcast that answers the age-old question, what does a pompadour sound like? Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend features fantastic conversations with Conan and guests like Michelle Obama, Maya Rudolph, and Tom Hanks. And yes, those were name drops, because the guests are just that good. Speaking of drops, new episodes drop every Monday, so listen to the latest episode and follow on Spotify.
Ed, thanks for coming on this show. And
yeah, lovely talking to you.
Get some fucking sleep.
Get some fucking sleep.
Yeah, I will. Thanks so much. Right. Bye, you guys.
Thanks, Tony.
Bye.
Later, Tony. We have a show again. We can drag back up here.
Let's try. See if they leave again. Boo.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello.
What's
up, guys?
Not much. Is it pronounced Michaud?
Oh, no. It's Misha.
Oh, Misha. It was close. Close enough.
It was close. I know it says Misha X, so it's confusing.
We dragged you in before and you left immediately. What happened there?
I thought I was put back. Maybe it was a glitch.
How you doing? Welcome to the show. Do you have a question and a story or something for us here? What would you like to share? Or
do you guys prefer something first? I got questions.
No, literally just whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
I'm really curious what you guys have been working on, like on a side project, like each of you, like a Corona hobby, if you guys got one or anything like that. Cause I know Fitz was DJing or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I started DJing like before COVID even happened, is because I wanted to just do it for a hobby. So that's been really nice. Past the time. Yeah, I don't know, like music in general. But yeah, nothing too serious. nothing crazy has come out of it. I'm not fucking like brilliant at it. Either of those things yet.
I've actually been building boats inside of bottles.
Oh, have you actually? No, I have. I swear.
Wait,
no
really?
I'll send a snap right now.
I've been doing that. It's like the most, that's something I would never picture you doing.
I imagine Mason like sitting with the bottle in the ship, just like smoking a tobacco pipe.
Reading glasses on, a little Irish flag, delicately putting
the last part of the boat in.
Nah, breaks everything.
Putting the mast up.
But the thing is, I'm full of shit, so.
There's no way that's a hobby for me.
The most un-Mason thing. It'd be like,
my pa used to do it. He used to build boats.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. My dad used to do that too, actually. When he was younger.
Yeah, it's a young man's game. Building boats inside of bottles.
Yeah, you can't have shaky hands.
I just got a cat. Yeah, it's been like my little passion project. Was my little kitten bear, which has been pretty fun. I mean, like, I've just been fucking playing games. Either I'm playing games or I'm working, which is basically just kind of
I feel like that's everybody's grind right now.
Yeah.
Surviving.
Yep.
I've just been
trying to get back into old hobbies. Yeah. I haven't really had any hobbies since, becoming a YouTuber. I kind of just focus on that a lot.
Yeah,
but
just got a new camera.
Yeah. And trying to get back into photography, which before YouTube, photography was like everything to me. It was, I was one of those weird kids that always had a camera on me.
Yeah,
I get that. That makes I can relate to that, honestly. I was a serious athlete, and then when Corona hit, everything stopped. I kind of just started getting into things that I used to do a long time ago, and it was pretty nostalgic.
Yeah,
but
what sport do you play?
It's pretty uncommon. I do fencing.
Oh, that's fucking so cool!
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I've been doing it for a while, like 10 years now.
Holy shit!
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a ride.
What got you into it?
Well, my dad just kind of brought me once. My dad used to do all types of sports, so he thought that I might like this one. And I did it kind of for like a little bit. I didn't really know what it was. And then I just kind of stuck to it. Like, not that people ask like, wow, were you super inspired when you're younger? I was like, no, I just kind of didn't have anything else to do. And it was kind of fun. Hitting people with stuff.
it's essentially sword fighting, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Obviously not literal, like in movies or whatever. But it's like an athletic version, pretty much. The other name that a lot of people call it is physical chess. Because what's actually not known is that it's much more of a mental game than physical.
Interesting. As in like gauging your opponent's reactions and things like that and like predicting their moves?
Well, pretty much, yeah. So everybody can get pretty much to the same level of skill at some point, whether they're talented or not with work. Skill is just not enough at some point. You need to have someone who's like a genius, you know? You're trying to predict what the person's doing at all times. You're trying to get into their head, yet at the same time, protecting yourself from them figuring you out.
Right.
It's exactly like chess. You're thinking moves ahead and back, but it's physical. It's like much faster and quicker thinking involved. You don't have much time, you know?
I mean,
it almost sounds comparable to a martial art, I suppose. Like, I don't
sounds
know.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Fuck a sword fight, man.
But it's,
oh my God. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, damn, you're a knight, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Not one of those fake knights like Swagger Souls over here.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I sword fight in VR. I'm getting my work in.
Sure. That's awesome, dude. Do you have a story that you would like to share with us as well, or anything else?
Yeah, I got a pretty wacky story. A couple years ago. So I was driving, in short, my friend's sister to California. We were driving her to move her down there. We were driving from Chicago, by the way. That's where I live. It's a long drive. It's like 2-3 days. But on the way there, my buddy who's lived at Arizona University at the time, he was having a frat party and he was like, you guys should come by, you know, spend the night or something or whatever. And I came from kind of a small town, but I wasn't too much of a social person. Mm-hmm. So I was like weary about it, but we went anyway. And obviously, you know, there's a bunch of fucking drugs now, weed everywhere, everybody's getting high. Mm-hmm. And so it's like one of my first times, and the whole night basically went through like, take a bong rip. Oh, okay. And then pass out, wake up, take a bong rip, pass out, wake up.
Yo, just greened out every time.
Hold up. It's pretty much like, it's kind of genetic. Me, my brother, and my dad all pretty much pass out whenever we get too schlumped.
Oh, you just go to sleep?
Yeah, pretty much. But at one point I kind of stopped and looked around and we were at the border of Mexico.
Mm-hmm. What?
What? Oh, right. As you do.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
What the
and,
fuck?
And we're like across and I'm somewhat conscious now and I'm like, okay, what the fuck's going on? How did we get here? And there's like four of us and the boys are all just like, yo, like you don't remember shit? I was like, nah, dude, whatever. And I don't have my passport on me. I don't know how they got me across. I don't know what happened, but I didn't have my passport on me. And they're like, shit, okay, well, hold on, let's go make some calls. And we end up trying to go to the embassy, but the embassy basically rejects us. And we didn't understand why until later we found out. But we go to a bar and this guy comes out of nowhere. He's just trying to sell us all types of drugs, just anything imaginable, you know? And we're like, no, listen, we're good. And he's just like, all right, listen, you trying to get back across the border? And we're like,
yikes.
Yeah. And he's like, I can drive you. And we're like, You alone, bro? He's like, no, me and my boys, come outside. And like, there's these two other guys and they're like, they're signaling to follow. We're like, okay, guys, we're desperate. We're just grasping at Charles at this point. Mm-hmm. And so we follow them outside and there's these two cars. We're like, all right, let's go. And we're like driving. And we're like, okay, this is definitely getting sus now. What's going on? And we just end up at some farm, you know? Mm-hmm. And the farm is in middle of nowhere. We're like, okay, this is what's going on. What's going on? Again, panic out of nowhere. Uh-huh. And they basically, nobody speaks English except that this one guy that talked to us who already had broken English. And he's like telling us, he's just like, you guys have money. You guys, I saw you had iPhones back there. You guys have money, anything like that? We're like, oh no, man, we got nothing on us. And he's like, okay, call somebody. We need money. And we're like,
what the fuck?
Okay. But there's no reception or anything like that, you know? So we're like, fuck it. Oh, let's just like give them our phones and tell them like, you can call any number. And it didn't work because obviously. And so they give it back and we end up sitting there for like 2 more hours and they're just like talking, whatever. And there's like, there are dudes with like, they're armed there, you know? It's not, it's not absolutely like arsenal weaponry, but have guns. And we're like, yeah, these are definitely probably some kind of drug dealers, obviously. Like, why didn't we come up with that earlier? Then they signal us to go like, okay, just go back in the car. And they keep driving us and they drive us back to the bar. And we're like, okay. And they're like, a man is going to meet you here. Just stay here and wait for the man. And then you can go home. And we wait. And like 30 minutes later, like a U.S. Marshal, I don't know what like the over border like officers are, but U.S. Marshal, whatever, I think, is like, hey guys, what's up? And they're like, we're like, are you the guy? And he's like, the guy, what's that mean? And it's just like, some dudes just told us to wait here for a guy. And we don't know exactly how it must've been the embassy when we tried to go there, try to call or something like that. I don't know what it was. Maybe the drug dealers contacted somehow, you know, I don't care to think about it, but they detain us, not like arrest, but they drive us to like the border and we get interrogated for like 12 hours. They're like, who are you with? What's going on?
What?
And we like tell them everything. We're like,
wait, how old are you in this story? I forget.
I was young. I was not much of age.
Wait, this is crazy. I just need to pick up on a couple details before you proceed.
Yeah,
so wait,
this is insane.
Did the party begin in Chicago and then you found yourself in Mexico, or where were you again when the party began?
So we were driving from Chicago to California to move my friend's sister.
Right.
And so we were going there in Arizona University, where my friend's frat party was going on. There is where basically, like, I started forgetting everything from Arizona. Next thing is the border of Mexico.
That's insane.
And what the fuck was the point of going to Mexico? Like, why did your buddies?
That's not up to me, Chief. I was gone.
But you didn't ask them. Like, you didn't be like why did we even go there?
They gave like a piece together stories of just like, oh dude, like we were just going on, we were on a roll, you know, we had to it was the move, bro, at the time. Like,
wait, are these guys your friends or these guys that you kind of recently met?
One of them was the guy I was driving with. The other guy was the guy that I knew who was at the frat party. And the fourth one, I didn't personally know. He was my buddy's friend. It was like my buddy and his friend were the ones that supposedly brought up the idea. I never really cared, dug deeper into the details, because I just wanted to fucking forget about this shit.
Yeah, that's some crazy like 60s beat generation
weird,
shit right there.
It's
weird.
It's weird because it doesn't make like it's shit that like you don't. You're like, oh, they got it under control, like over there. Like this is, it's just too far fetched. It's not us. They're like, you know, we're not. It's not going to happen to us.
I see.
But we get questioned there. The reason we found out we weren't into the embassy, while we're questioned there, we're like, we find out that this is a very common occurrence, as in frat boys cross the border and they're like stuck and they just don't know what the hell's going on. Like I don't know when, but I assume like on a weekly basis. On a weekly basis, they get their chads with their shorts just walk across the border like, oh, what's going on here? You know,
no, it's not a country.
Okay. So back to the Marshall guy, like what happened? What happened from that point?
We get interrogated and they understand that like, this is basically like they have nothing. And they just throw us out. They just like throw us out the door to the US side. And there's just like, there's a bus stop. We're like 100 meters that way or something like that. And we just wait for the bus stop. We go back to, the drives to New Mexico is like in pretty much hour and a half somewhere there, end of the line and stuff. And from there, my buddy is able to call his like friends back at Arizona University and we get picked up and we just go home. And from there, it's just like, my parents had to find out and everything like that.
Jesus. What the fuck? How long is that drive? How long did this
drive? From California to Chicago, it's like days. It's like, two and a half days should have been like drive, because we had a U-Haul and a pickup in the front, three of us. From Mexico to Arizona, I'm not too sure. I think it's somewhere around 4 hours,
three and a half, four hours.
Yeah.
Shit.
And then from the bus stop where it ended, the like an hour and a half from the border in New Mexico, probably like 2.5-3 back to university or something like that.
Right. Wait, so what did your parents say when you told them this, or did you not tell them?
My dad is kind of known for doing a bunch of crazy stuff when he was younger anyway. So he was just like, you crazy fuck, like, you should have fucking called me.
Right. You should have invited me. What the fuck?
But he kind of understood, you mean, like because of his past?
Pretty much. Like, he didn't, he was pissed off, but like, most of all, everybody was happy. Like, everyone's fine, you know, and stuff like that. It was just like, we're going to have to get that respect back together, but trust, I mean, between each other again.
Yeah.
It's not like they found out from like somebody else. Like, I came home and like I had to tell them. Like, I don't care to hide or lie about this. This is not something that's gonna lay good on my conscience or anything. I don't know.
I can't believe you guys didn't even buy any drugs. What a waste.
Yeah, really.
I was still an amateur. Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Fair enough.
That's a fucking crazy story, dude.
That is a crazy story.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. Cool, man. Thank you for your contribution.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course.
No worries, Misha. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show. Get fucked.
Never get too old.
That was fucking insane. What?
Fucking crazy.
I didn't believe that for the longest time.
At first, I was like, this is just a not real story.
Yeah, I thought he was trying to lead up to like a Shaggy Dog joke or some shit with that.
Yeah, I was like, nah, it's not Israel. But honestly, like, I believe him. That seems
authentic.
Like, I could see that happening. And looking at the map, like, yeah, I can. I'm sure that actually does happen a lot. It's just guys get on the road and they're like, fuck it, let's go to Mexico. And, you know, just
go to Mexico,
just
happens, boys. Right?
Yeah, crazy.
Hello.
Hello.
How are
How's
you?
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad.
Yeah, we're actually really bad. I want to talk to you about it. Can you help us? No, we're kidding. We're good. What's up? Do you have a question or a story for us today?
My question is going to be, what would your advice be to like someone who wants to do yours, like content, basically?
The question. It's hard. Like, it's honestly hard because I feel like almost anyone who like blows up on YouTube or streaming, like you have to be like fortunate. Like you have to get a break, you know,
you know,
like a little thing that gets you going. Before then, like it's kind of just, you really just have to do it. What I always say is if you're not enjoying it before you blow up, you're not going to enjoy it when you blow up, you know? So like just making sure that you're producing content that you feel happy with and that you're proud of and that you enjoy making, even if for no viewers at all. If you can do that and the content's good, then, you know, eventually people will take a little bit of notice, and then it's just a matter of kind of waiting for your break, I guess, or putting yourself out there. Or, I don't know. It's hard because like, for me, it just happened like on Reddit one day, like a video just blew up and then that the rest is history. Like it just kind of snowballs. You just need that bit
of
momentum.
That's kind of cool though.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And
you just have to make sure like, you have it as a hobby and you're making the content for yourself and like not for other people. Yeah. And as long as you're happy and you're content with the content that you're making and you're putting it out there and people take notice, if the videos are good on your channel and they go, this video is awesome, I'm going to see what else this person is doing. And then they check out another video and go, this is also good. Then chances are you're going to get a subscriber and a consistent viewer.
Yeah.
And it's just like a matter of building it up.
That's really the biggest thing, is just having that backlog of like consistent content. So like when you do get the one video that does pop off, then everyone will see the other ones and then they'll want to subscribe. And then they'll like,
Yeah, back when I was starting that, like that was really important to me, I think, was making sure that when they did find that one video that blew up, they could look at my channel and be like, oh, all of this stuff is great. And then they go, like, what the best way to find a channel is when you find something new and then you find out you like all their stuff and then you binge all their stuff, right? Like you want to be one of those channels. So that's a pretty good like thing to
aspire
to.
Be a channel you'd want to watch and binge watch.
Exactly.
Yeah. And see what happens. I mean, obviously it's never a guarantee, but should be for fun at first, right?
Yeah. Well, the other way to do it is just to befriend someone that's already got a channel going for them. So.
Well, you were fortunate to become my friend before that, true. Toby. But yeah.
The thing is, though, I feel like doing that is kind of mooching on someone.
Toby.
I was just teasing.
She's just joking.
You know, it's hard. It's hard to call it mooching or leeching unless like you're actually contributing like nothing to the videos or anything like that. Like, you know, I was a smaller channel than Fitch, but I was still in his videos, and you know, I was still. Mm-hmm. Like funny, you know, I was integral to some bits, or, you know, like I made a bunch of jokes and like, you know, that's not really like leeching or mooching, even though Fitz had more subscribers. Like I was still, you know, providing entertainment and like making the video better.
I mean, we're talking about collaboration here. Like
yeah, it's collaboration.
Mooching. It's collaboration, which also is important on YouTube.
I know a lot of things that can happen. Like, someone can ask for a shout out and like not like, you know, do anything to like thank the person, or I just get nervous when it comes to that because I don't want to be like seen as someone who can like, hey, can I get a shout out? And then I get a shout out and nothing happens. Like,
well, the thing about shout outs is that
happens, but
the thing about shout outs is that they're actually not very effective, because what you're really doing is you're just getting a bunch of people who aren't your viewers to like take a look at maybe one piece of your content or your channel. And sure, like there might be some conversion, but really like a lot of the time that results in, you know, maybe one video getting a lot of views, and then that kind of actually fucks you like algorithm wise sometimes, because they, I don't know, they like, they don't stick around, or I don't know, there's a whole bunch of things that could happen. By far the best way to get an audience is to actually build it yourself.
Yeah.
And that way you feel you know, way more connected with them. You feel like way more like, oh, it's been a progressive journey with these people. Of course, like getting, you know, breaks like that help every now and again, like there's, you know, nothing that wrong with getting more eyes on you, but yeah, I don't know. It's a process. It took me like 2 years to get anywhere. So
yeah, kind 2 years of, for me as well. Is there anything else you'd like to touch on, Alter?
Yeah, I have a couple of customer service stories if you're interested, but like, oh, yeah.
You work in customer service?
Unfortunately.
Well, let's hear the best one. Let's hear the one that you think is the best.
Yeah.
All right. There's this lady that named Karen. She always rides around in yeah, I know, right? She always rides around in a riding cart, even though she doesn't need the riding cart. She can walk perfectly fine.
Oh, you're talking about like a mobility scooter for like the morbidly obese at Walmart.
Yeah.
Precisely.
So there's like six lanes and there's a specific way to go around to get to the actual store part. This lady likes to cut through the actual like lines between the like lanes.
Of course.
And
she does.
She'll literally cut through even if a person is in the line getting their stuff unloaded, so they have to get out of the way, and usually that comes to altercation. And the best one I've seen is when she knocked over a wine case.
Oh, pog jam.
What, with her scooter?
Yep.
Holy shit.
So that's right by the express lane where that's like the 10 items or less. So she tries to cut through there and she does a quick right, and that's when everything falls over and she tries to make me do a bagger's job. We have baggers at my job. And the boss is like, just do it. And I'm like, all right. So while I'm doing it, she's like, can't you go any faster? And I'm like,
so rude.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So tell me you slapped her.
I wanted to.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm not that type of person, though. I'm
fair enough. Yeah. No, I mean, I worked as a waiter. You encounter plenty of customers that are just jerks. You almost don't believe they exist when you hear stories until you work in customer service or
they're
hospitality.
Really,
like,
they're really people like that, delusional and that entitled to like walk into a store and just like wreck it and then be like, oh, well, these people are paid to clean up the fucking mess that I made. So fuck them. Like, it is so...
Exactly.
It's very selfish and it's so weird, man. There's this one time, man, I was at a Kohl's, which is like a supermarket here in Australia. And I was at self-checkout, like doing whatever. And this was like during like the lockdown. And I was just like getting a bunch of random shit for my house. And this lady is at the kiosk next to me. And she has like one pair of socks and I think like a candy bar or something. And there were no bags, right? There were no bags at this kiosk. And, you know, it's like an hour before closing. And so she starts yelling at these two poor women that are just working there. She starts yelling at them, like, where are the bags? Where are the bags? And they're like, ma'am, like, there's no, like, we're out of bags. We're sorry. Like, you're going to have to carry your stuff out. She's like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is honestly ridiculous. And I'm sitting there, like, just fucking... Like looking at her, I'm like, you have fucking two items, and she's carrying a massive purse. So I don't know, man. Like, old women at supermarkets are bewildering. Honestly, bewildering.
Oh, definitely.
Right. Yeah. Cool story. Thank you for sharing. And I hope that we maybe helped you a little bit with your question as well. I know it's a hard one to really get an answer for, but. You'll figure it out.
I honestly really appreciate the answer. It honestly helps me a lot.
That's great.
No problem.
No worries. All right. Well,
thank you. You know,
thanks for sharing and get fucked.
Have a good one.
I wanted to leave them in there and see if they actually laugh at that. If they're just like all crying below us.
Yeah. Make sure you're moving them to the interviewed room.
All right.
Whoops. Yeah, it's okay. I got it. But I guess the next person we'll bring in is Brendan H117.
Yup.
Hello, Brendan.
Hey, hey.
How are you going?
How's it going?
I know you.
You do?
Yes, I do. Would you like to tell the podcast how I know you?
Yeah, I was the guy that won the million subs reveal.
Yeah, the race to the face.
A bunch of death threats, money offers, and sucky jobs.
Yeah, people almost hacked your Twitter account as well.
They did. Or I tried to. That's a fun story, but yeah, it was all in fun and games.
It was pretty fucking good. So Jess, for a bit of, I guess, backstory here, must have been like a couple of years ago now. When I hit a million subs, I made this video called The Face Reveal. And basically, I hid like a very rudimentary puzzle throughout the video. It was like an Imgur link and then like a couple of letters or something afterwards. And that led to a picture that said, like, you know, the first person to tweet this picture at me, I'll DM and then like give them like a picture of my face. Like that was the entire thing. And so
people were so excited about it too. Yeah, it was
fucking energetic. And yeah. Brendan, if I remember correctly, what you did is that you were on the Discord having all these people like pretty much do the work for you. Like getting all of the clues, and then you were the first person that put them together and then tweeted at me the link, right?
Yeah, I found two of the letters on my own. Your Discord found the other, I think, four or five.
Yeah, I think it was four.
And they pointed out the audio, and I put that in Audacity. I figured out it was in reverse. The link is like this message. And yeah.
Yep.
I think the best part of that story is that day, I took a nap and I woke up and I saw the announcement on my subscriptions. I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'll try it.
You went just casually. You weren't even like that.
I guess I'll solve this anyway. But,
you know? People were pretty fucking upset with you because they, you know, their point of view was that you didn't do any of the work besides like, you know, taking the work of other people and then solving the puzzle that way. But fuck them. You snooze, you lose.
Smart, not hard. That's what I
exactly.
like.
That Discord channel was up for a reason.
Yeah. And so after you send me this, you send me the tweet and then I DM'd you and I was like, are you ready for like this picture? And you were like, yes. And I said, you know, before I send it, it's up to you whether or not you want to share it or keep it for yourself. And he was like, okay, all right. And then I sent him a picture and it was like a very blurry, like, I basically had my dad take a photo of me, on my phone and I was standing like 50 feet away. Then I took that photo, put it on like, Photoshop. I zoomed in, cut a corner of my face, added some Gaussian blur and then like, kind of just fucked the image, so like it was pretty much useless.
It was completely nothing. It looked like fucking care.
Yeah, and then I gave it to him, and he was like, "Oh, okay, like great." And then I think it was you announced, like, you know, I've decided not to share what Swagger like gave me, right?
Originally, if it was the full face, since I didn't do all the work, I would have shared it. But because it was only a quarter, I felt like it was more fun in games to just hide it for longer.
Fucking make people upset, yeah.
I'm still getting tweets with people asking for the full face.
Oh, so they don't know what it looks like. And no one knows that it was just like a quarter face and it was just like a piece of shit.
Yeah, nobody
people
knew.
Think that oh, that's I funny dropped ass. That quarter.
It's so crazy to me that still no one, like, I feel blessed to know what Swagger looks like in such great detail. I mean, I've gazed into his eyes so many times when we're making love that I, just, I think I've memorized every inch of it now. So I'm one of the lucky ones, I guess. Brendan, do you have a question or a story besides that for us?
No, that was the only story. The same thing here. I saw this opportunity. I'm like, fuck it. I'll give it a try. See what happens.
Yeah. Well, it has been lovely having you. And this is something else.
Yeah. Do you have any like questions or anything for us?
What is the one moment that will permanently be engraved in your brain that has to do with the Misfits?
Probably acid.
Yeah.
Probably taking fucking acid with everyone.
Acid was wild. Acid was definitely like quite a unifying and fun experience for us. Like, cause like it was weird. It's weird when you're meeting a bunch of guys online and like, we're great friends online, but you know, in person is a whole different thing. And our main experiences with each other were just like these brief times with each other, like in events. And it was really nice doing acid together. Cause it kind of like broke down a lot of walls, I think. And kind of, you know, I don't know, we brought us together in a certain way. That was really nice. So yeah, I would say acid as well.
My story is always the driving down the Autobahn in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like the Europe trip.
Yeah.
That was Europe a good one.
Pretty good.
I liked that one the most because Fitz wasn't there.
Yeah. God, I'm so annoying. Fuck, I just can't get rid of me.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show, Brendan. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, you guys.
No worries, man. Have a good day and get fucked.
Oh, fuck you too, dude.
Hell yeah. Let's go. The first one to fight.
Get him out of here. Get him out.
All right. Okay. We have XX emo X lizard XX.
Let's hit it
right here. So
why do they say ABCD?
I guess it's so they're
it's
up
probably
first.
Putting them in order. Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
What up, emo lizard?
Hello.
How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Not bad.
Great. Good.
Yeah, pretty good, love.
That's good. I've been kind of nervous about this, and
don't worry. Just do like a
also
just do like a whip and nay nay. It'll increase your dopamine.
Oh, then I just decided to get high. So
oh, fuck yeah!
I'm still kind of anxious, but still also high.
Nightmare.
Well, don't be anxious. It's very casual.
Yeah, it's chatting. Super casual. Don't worry, man.
We're interested to hear if you have a question or a story or anything at all you'd like to share with us.
I mean, I have questions, and I have like two stories. I can do either one. Doesn't matter.
Well, let's do a question and a story.
How about you just give us the best of what you got? Like whatever you think is the best story, the best question. Let's hear it.
Oh, see, because I've had two. Well, I have one that's either just the time I've spent doing paranormal investigations and just places I've been.
Interesting.
Or how I went to a concert, broke my foot, had three surgeries on it. So.
What do you guys think?
I want to hear paranormal as well.
Ghost stories.
Yeah. Like hunting ghosts or some shit.
It is October after all.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually, I live in a haunted house.
Why?
Okay.
I live in a haunted house, so that's always fun. Mm-hmm. And
you're getting
also
high in a haunted house.
You got
balls.
Yeah. And then I've also investigated the Stanley Hotel in Colorado, which is the movie in the book, The Shining. That's the hotel that's based off of.
I watched that recently, actually. Yeah. Just for a bit of context here, what makes your house haunted?
I have two spirits that I have seen and heard in the house.
Are they chill?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't. But I kind of just, within the first week I was in the house, I saw the female spirit, and I've only partially seen the male spirit. I think they're somehow related, like either husband and wife. Or like brother and sister, or something like that, friends with benefits, or something.
Mm.
Yo, how cool would it be that after a bong rip, like you exhale the smoke and it just like shows a silhouette of like a ghost just like doing the dab?
Swagger, what the fuck?
All I'm saying is that'd be pretty fucking sick.
I would very much probably doubt my sanity that I saw that again.
Wait, so you've actually seen them with your own eyes? You're telling us this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What do they look like?
Maria is the female spirit.
How do you know her name?
It's a name that kind of just came to me.
Right.
It's really weird to explain. It's just that was the name that kind of like popped into my head, and I don't know anyone named Maria.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I would have thought of like one of my friends or a family member or like anyone I've interacted with. So that kind of has been the name that has stuck.
I see.
And then,
I want what you're smoking, can I just say?
Indica.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, great. I'll look into that. I'm just fucking around. Okay.
You got to investigate the Stanley Hotel, what was that process?
I had gone to an event that was being hosted by Darkness Radio. And it was, you get to meet a lot of people in the paranormal world. So like I've actually met most of the people you see on Travel Channel for Ghost Adventures.
Ooh, even Ghostbusters? And
sadly, no.
Bill Murray?
Not yet. Working on that though.
Okay. Tell us more.
And they had, you could sign up. You had either like a Friday or a Saturday night for the hunt. It was like 4 or 5 hours. And then they had a silent auction and I got that one chosen. And so I had two nights of investigations with some of the top people in the field.
So what was some of the equipment that you used? Do you have like EMF readers and like spirit boxes and crucifix?
Yeah, the EMF, no crucifixes.
No?
At least
is that
not
just
that
like
I
an urban legend? Like,
isn't that vampires?
Do they actually work? Yeah.
I mean, I can't necessarily confirm or deny it because after the first night, I got two necklaces that were blessed.
Oh, cool.
I didn't have the issues that I had the first like 18 hours I was there.
What were the issues?
So I actually woke up after sleeping for a few hours and there was something in my bed.
Right.
And it had actually taken the form of an X. And in my half awake alertness, I went to go put my arm around him, realizing in fact of doing that, he's not with me. He was back at the apartment. And then my blood went cold and I started praying and it went away. And I got the necklaces and I haven't had anything like that since. So
well, good.
Damn. That's terrifying.
It definitely was.
Waking up next to a ghost, like, Jesus, what happened last night? Am I right?
Yeah.
Casper's just chilling next to you, smoking a cigarette, like, oh, it's good for you too.
I'm sorry.
Just smoking some fun. No, that's wild.
Yeah, so, and now I tend to go on more local investigations. I normally drive like a few hours. I think the furthest I've driven is like 3.5.
What's the craziest thing you've discovered in your investigations?
I was on an investigation just a few weeks ago, and I was saying hello to some of the items in the house, and I had my phone recording. And the next day, I listened to the recordings, and you can hear me say hello. And a couple of seconds later, you can very faintly hear hello.
Oh, wow. That's fucking spooky. And I would not fare well in this field. I would be way too scared.
Yeah, dude, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I say hello to my phone, Siri says hi to me. So I think I've experienced it too.
Do you feel afraid or frightened when you're doing these investigations?
Not really. I mean, I don't participate in any that will actively say that they have a demonic presence there. But I'll have investigations where it's someone who was very angry and would scream and yell. And
I see.
You'll get that energy kind of thrown at you. So nothing super, super terrifying.
Well, that's crazy. Silver lining. That's
very interesting.
It's really interesting. Well, do you have a question for us?
It's kind of related to the paranormal thing.
Sure.
Swagger, I know I've asked like in your smoking sessions, your thoughts on the paranormal.
Yeah. No. For the viewers watching, I don't necessarily believe in paranormal or ghosts or spirits or anything like that.
And I totally respect that. I mean, I've met plenty who don't believe in it. So
yeah, well, my mom fucking believes really heavily in all that shit. She thinks she's a psychic, but
oh god, yeah, those are. I've met a few, and there's only a few that I really think might have a gift.
I mean, I don't know if I would like to experience a paranormal event at all, unless it was like really chill. I don't know, like a ghost was just like, yo, want to hang? And I was like, I mean, fine, I'm not doing anything. Maybe something like that would be great. But I don't really think I believe in ghosts, to be completely honest.
I want to go to a place with a demonic presence and see the Grudge and then punch it in the face.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough, man.
It's a decent dream right there. We can make that happen.
I mean, I feel like most people don't necessarily believe in it, but are open to being exposed to it and the idea of maybe believing in it afterwards, you know?
You want to be exposed to a ghost?
I want to see that ghost coming.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't, like, have strong feelings about the paranormal. I'm sort of like, well, I haven't seen any ghosts yet or anything to suggest that they're real. So I guess I'll just keep on believing that they don't exist until they show that they exist to me. And then,
yeah, exactly.
Then I'll change my mind. You know, I'm sort of like that. I mean, you seem to have had some experiences, so you have your perspective. Maybe I'm just uninitiated. We'll see.
Fair enough.
I did just hear a spooky noise in the Discord call, and I'm kind of afraid. But.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was my ghost friend.
True. Ooh. All right. Ooh, it's a reverb soul.
It was a ghost. Okay. Well, yeah, that wraps it up. Thank you very much for coming on and telling us about this. Very interesting.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Thank you. Thank you. It was quite the experience.
Yeah. Good luck in your future investigations. Hope you don't die.
Thanks. I'll try not to come back possessed.
Yeah, awesome. That'd actually be super ideal if you could manage that. So fucking PogChamp. All right. Thanks for having goodbye. Have a good fucked.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, I think that concludes your episode here. Thank you for coming out, and thank you to the legends over at Patreon for sharing your crazy stories and for asking some meaningful questions. All right, well, I see you next time. Bye!